Now, here's a funny one. Why did you put all the humorous remarks, particularly the self-deprecating remarks, in the dim hypothesis preface? Well, I did it deliberately. I had a number of reasons. Basically, I wanted to counter the impression that I was a megalomaniac because I say in the book, I am covering the whole past of the West for thousands of years. I am telling you what's essential in every area in all the most important subjects. And I know where it's going, where we're going as a result. That's a fantastically all-embracing claim. And a person wouldn't be wrong to say, I wonder what kind of guy would make a claim like that. So I thought, I'll just make it clear that, there are some things here that I do recognize. Secondly, it is part of my personal style to use humor as a way of expression. Now, I never could use it in discussing actual philosophy because the subject is so serious that it doesn't lend itself to anything humorous. But I did want to counteract the impression that since I have such a negative apocalyptic view, that objectivism is some kind of bleak, humorless, misery-predicting viewpoint, as the book might seem to imply. So I put a little of that into so that this guy is not just obsessed with imminent death. Also, I felt that that is part of my personal style. I never touched it in my earlier books, but in this book, I felt this is particularly my book, so I can stick some in. Now, last thing I'd say about these self-deprecating remarks is they were each one true and I think relevant to mention there. Above all, the one on the status of the editing, but I thought it was another cute touch to refer to my lifelong delusion, which it was. So I hope you don't take that as a lack of self-esteem, but if you do, that's your prerogative.